Flooding and heavy rain has, of course, delayed the start of the school year for many in Auckland. The good news is principals are expecting the big disaster of the last 3 years, COVID, will cause a lot less disruption this year. But they warn that they will still see the academic and emotional effects of them. Our education correspondent John Gerritsen reports.
Teachers were hoping for a smooth start to 2023, and so were parents like Masterton woman Dana.
These holidays I find are too long for both myself and the children. You know, particularly with the weather, we've had a lot of rain. It's been tricky to keep them entertained. They're looking forward to going back. I doubt we'll have any major, you know, like lockdown kind of disruptions that we've had. Well, hopefully not.
But in Auckland, record-breaking rain has already caused major disruption and classes won't resume until Tuesday. Glenfield College Principal Paul McKinley says it's frustrating.
This was a year we're meant to not have interruption. It's the fourth year in a row where we've had a sluggish start. But hopefully, come February the 7th, we'll be hitting the ground running and there'll be no more interruptions for the rest of the year.
Once the rain dries up and the infrastructure is repaired, principals are certainly expecting this year will be a lot better than the previous three because the pandemic won't be such a problem. Otahuhu College Principal Neil Watson says making allowances for COVID harmed students' learning, so they won't be doing that this year.
COVID's in the community, it's with us, and we've got to move on. We've got to get on with, you know, providing the best possible education we can for our students. And to a degree, that means ignoring COVID.
He says students and teachers will be expected to stay home if they have the virus, but mask wearing is an individual choice. Secondary Principals Association President and Papatoetoe High School Principal Vaughan Quio expects most schools to take a similar approach.
Schools like mine, we're doing Pohuri, we're planning for Polyfest, we've got camps and things all planned, and I can't see us rescheduling any of those unless there's some sort of legal change that means we have to. So it's going to be pretty much back to get on with what life was like before COVID, I think.
Canterbury Primary Principals Association President Sandy Hastings says it may not be as simple as just returning to normal because the pandemic added to stress caused by the Christchurch earthquake and the mosque massacre.
For many families, it's just been layers of trauma and stress and anxiety, and we're absolutely seeing increases in anxiety in our kids. And that is evidenced by poor attendance or children who are struggling to get in the gate of school or to manage a whole day at school.
Nationally, attendance was especially bad last year, and many principals blamed high rates of illness and looser attitudes to attendance that developed during the pandemic lockdowns. Principals Federation President Leanne Ortine says schools will be making extra effort to get children to class.
School is where our kids need to be. They're not going to learn if they're not at school, and this takes a whole community. It needs not only our parents to be on board and our tamariki, but also grandparents, community members, everyone saying, look, get your kids to school.
More than 822,000 children are expected to attend state and integrated schools this year, slightly more than last year.